Every single rule has exceptions. That's a good rule. But does this rule itself also have exceptions? If it does, then this rule is not true, because it turns out that not every rule has exceptions. Don't do to others that what you don't want to be done to you. That's a very good rule as well. It is even somewhat of a paraphrase statement of Hillel, but I have a question. You don't want me to impose my laws on you, so don't impose your laws on me. You believe that murder is wrong, so don't kill. I'm not forcing you to kill anyone, but just like I am letting you do what you believe is right, you have to let me do what I believe is right, and I believe that killing is okay. And if you will be stopping me, you will be imposing your laws on me. You don't want me to be forcing you to follow my laws, do you? So, don't do to others that what you don't want to be done to you. Do you consider yourself to be tolerant? So, you have to be tolerant to everything, including the things you disagree with, even violence. Otherwise, you are not tolerant. These are the contradictions that the Jews were confronted with in the times of Hanukkah, when they encountered ancient Greek culture. The Greeks were educated, tolerant, and open-minded people. Alexander the Great appreciated Judaism. The Greeks were not against the Torah, at least in the beginning. They just wanted reciprocity in their relationship with the Jews. Treat us as we treat you. Seems to be fair. We are not against your God, said the Greeks. We even respect him. We have many gods, and we are ready to put your God alongside of ours. But if we acknowledge your God, it's only fair that you should acknowledge ours. Do to others as they do to you. And if you are not doing it, then you are intolerant fanatics. After Hanukkah, this scene was repeating itself many times. In Europe, liberal movements were accepting Jews with open arms, but the Jews were required to reciprocate. It's only fair. Napoleon gave Jews equal rights. The ideology that he brought to Europe gave Jews freedom, and for this, he was demanding that the Jews will also accept his liberating ideology. How can you benefit from an ideology without adopting it yourself? The problem is, however, that if an ideology is demanding that Jews accept it in order to be equal, that means that this ideology doesn't allow Jews to remain Jews. This was probably the main reason for the assimilation of Jews in the Western world. They wanted to be fair, and if there was an ideology that allowed others to treat them as equal, they felt compelled to adopt this ideology themselves. They wanted to treat others the way they treat them. The story of Hanukkah repeats itself today as well. And only the non-tolerant fanatics remain faithful to their tradition. No, if you allow me to follow my laws and not kill you, it does not mean that I have to allow you to follow your laws and let you kill me, in the physical sense or in a spiritual sense.